Okay, Yosha Devei Emes Os Yud Tes. Okay, so last time he was explaining to us the challenge of engaging physicality or avoiding physicality. And we said that not every Sefer of Chassidus has the same mahalach that he has here. But the way that he presented it is essentially that if you're more elevated and more mekusher to Hashem, then you could be less afraid of the world. And if you're not so connected to Hashem, then you have to be much more cautious about how you engage the world. Very similar to what we were learning this morning. Right? Meaning, if you're a Mordechai at Tzaddik, so then you could start up with a Haman. You could take a Haman head on. If you're not such a Tzaddik, then don't be such a Kanoi. Right? No, a person has to know his place. Okay, so let's see. Ubidvareinu Eilu, and Osiotes. Ubidvareinu Eilu, Yelacho or Gadol B'chol Makom. So based on what we've been explaining, and I'll explain further, this can illuminate our ways wherever we go. Shetavin eiza derech laleches ba. To know how to travel, how to proceed. Ki rachuk ma'od mimenu derech ha'emes, because to find the true path is very difficult. Again, the Sefer is called Yosher Divrei Emes, and one of his main things is there are a lot of people who are claiming to be something, and they're not. And he's writing this kuntras, more or less, to his friend, in order to say there are tzaddikei emes, and when you meet the real thing, you'll know what it is. And there are a lot of people who claim to be very attached to Hashem, but they're really still very much connected to taivas olam haza, as we learned earlier. Okay, v'tavin shaksavim hanizkarim le'el hakol medabri me'ish kadosh mufshat. So everything that we've been quoting above from the Maggid of Mezrich is from a tzaddik, a kadosh, a person who is mufshat, a person who is literally stripped away from physical temptation. Kamosha kosav harav zal biksavim chadashim shetachas yadi, which is also such a cool thing to think about. I remember I was once reading a biography of the Chofetz Chaim, and it was like this. One of the chapters was describing like when the fifth volume of the Mishnah Berurah came. It's like right, there was a time when like the Mishnah Berurah was coming out. That was like the new Sfarim cell. It didn't always exist, you know. You think about like certain nigunim that like no, that nigun like always no like. Someone wrote that niggun and taught it to the world. So he's saying there's new ksavim, there's like new pamphlets of the Maggid of Mezrich's Torah that are being circulated, which is just a wild thing to think about. So he said, I have some new writings. Picked up some new svarim at the svarim cell. The Maggid explained the Mishnah in Masechta Shabbos. This is a beautiful vart. The Mishnah says, Masechta Shabbos in the sixth parak, Habonim yotzim b'ksharim, uvenei malachim b'zogin, v'chol adam, Banim, children can go out with ksharm, with knots. Look in the Bar Tanura on that Mishnah. Rav Adi Bar Tanura explains that sometimes if a child misses his father and the kid is anxious to go somewhere without his father, so the father will take a shoelace or something of the sort and like tie it around his child's clothing as a means of remembering his father, of feeling connected to his father. The question is, can a child who has some type of kesher, some type of knot, some type of little bendula that was tied on him by his father, can he wear it on Shabbos? Is that considered wearing? Is that an accessory? Is that, you allowed to go into Rosh Hashanah wearing such a thing? B'nei malachim b'zogin. B'nei malachim, how about princes? Princes can go out with bells. You have a fancy shirt with some type of decorative little bell that hangs off of it. Again, is that carrying on Shabbos? Am I allowed to wear garments that have these decorative types of things? So the Mishnah says, yes, a banim can go out with knots, and princes can go out with bells. V'chol adam, and really what we're saying about children or princes is true for any person. Elishadibru chachamim behove. Right? The Mishnah has a narrator's note, so to speak, right? By the way, when Chazal said, children can go out with ksharim and princes with bells, anyone can go out with bells, anyone can go out with knots, decorative bows on your clothing. Right? The Chacham spoke, Balashon Hova. The Chacham spoke, well, it's common. So commonly princes wore garments that had bells attached to it. Okay. That's the Pashup Shad in the Mishnah. Explain the Maggid of Mezrich in a very deep way. Ratzal Omar, Osam Hanikram Banim. If you're a ben of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, what does that mean? Not in the way we sometimes use it more generally. If you're really banim, what does that mean? Sheyesh lehem madregas neshama nosefes al hanefesh veruach shabahem. If you've achieved the level of naran, nefesh, ruach, and neshama. Now, why that's called banim, he doesn't really explain here, and we're not going to try to guess right now. But it's talking about a person who's achieved a certain level of spiritual connection. Not only nefesh and ruach, but has even made it to the level of neshama. That's called banim. So if you're one of the banim of Hashem, if you have that deep spiritual connection to Hashem, and you're deeply connected in your mind to Hashem, azai lahem mutar latzeis afilu bashuk. So then such a person is allowed to go out b'ksharim. What does that mean? Leprakim be'ez hatzorech lahem, kevan shehem mikusharim labore yisbarach ma'od, lo yafsiku over drachim midvei kuso. If you're a deeply attached person to Hashem, right? Banim yotzim, you know why? B'ksharim. Because you're mikusher to Hashem, you're allowed to be yotze. What do you mean allowed to be yotze? Allowed to go out. Allowed to go to the shuk. You're allowed to go out to the world. How many stories of tzaddikim, you know, Baal Shem Tov in all sorts of weird and strange places, Rabbi Nachman choosing l'chadchila to go to strange places. Stories of Rav Simcha Bunim of Pershischa, who didn't even wear Rebbe Shebegadim, who went to an inn, or went to a place where people were gambling and all sorts of, right? So how do you go in there? If we would go in there, we'd get sucked in. In Mitzrayim, we're on the 49th level of Tumah. Hashem couldn't send a malach to take us out because a malach could be degraded and could lose itself, so to speak, in the Tumah of Mitzrayim. Ani v'lo malach, ani v'lo shliach. Hashem says, I'm the only one who can go into that place to pluck out Klal Yisrael. It's a dark place. So if you're really mekusher to, if you're banim, if you're deeply mekusher to Hashem, then yotzim. Then you're allowed to go out. You're allowed to go out. You can go to the shuk. Leprakim. At times you can go out into the world. Because you're so connected to Hashem, the overe drachim means the passerbys, right? The people in the street are not going to detach you from your dvekus. And that's what it means. Habanim yotzim biksharim vatzalomar biskashras habare b'machshavtam. Because your mind is so deeply connected to Hashem, you're not going to be misled. And you're not going to, God forbid, give in to temptation if you go to a place where other people are not as connected. Ubnei malachim, what does bnei malachim mean? Ratzalomar, misha ein lo rak nefesh veruach, shenikram bnei malachim. If you're on a lower level, again, we're going to take his word for it for now. Bnei malachim is actually a lower level. He's saying, if you only have nefesh and ruach, you don't have nefesh, ruach, and neshama. If you're misitra de malchusa de shemaya. Again, whatever that means, if you're from the side of the Malchus of heaven, right, but you're not banim, meaning, again, what's the difference between a ben and a... Again, we would think b'nei malachim is a higher level. You're a prince. That's higher than just banim. But he's saying, no, banim means your mamish a child of Hashem. The deepest connection. Parent-child is the deepest. B'nei malachim means that you're part of the Malchus. You're a subject. Right? You're a subject, but he's not saying bottom in a physical, biological sense. You're b'nei malachim. You're part of the kingdom. Right? So you worship the king. You honor the king. You follow the rules. But you're not mamisha, a child. So then, bizagim. You can go out, right? B'nei malachim, bizagim. What does it mean, bizagim? Bizagim ratzalomar she'ein lo letzeis batel. Such a person, what does a bell do? Yeah? A zug, you always got to be zugging, you know? Well, it was a zug, it was a bell. A bell makes noise. What does it mean, noise? I always need noise. If I'm gonna stay connected to Hashem, I always need noise. What kind of noise? I need a good shmooze, right? I need a vart. I need to be actively learning Torah or I'm subject to the temptations of the world. So if I'm just a subject in Hashem's kingdom, I can only go out bizugging. What does that mean? I can't just go into the street knowing that I'm connected to Hashem and I'm going to be fine. Because I'm not that deeply connected to Hashem. Like the bell that's always you know, banging around in order to produce sound. This is the type of person, like, they can't sit in a state of dveikus. They just, you know... Someone say a Dvar Torah. That's beautiful. But is it possible to be Makusher to Hashem without actively saying a Dvar Torah right now? Again, this is a delicate point. Nachas V'Shalom saying that we shouldn't say Dvar Torah. Right? But is it possible for a person to be with Hashem if I'm not actively doing, you know, what would be superficially understood to be the service of Hashem? Is dveikus a real thing? Is dveikus a state of avodas Hashem? Or if I'm not learning or davening or shaking a lulav or blowing a shofar or putting on my tefillin, then I'm not. I'm nervous. So a person who, again, who's a ben melech, who's just part of the kingdom, always needs zogim. They're not able to go out to the world unless they're mamish learning Torah. They can't sit on the train without a shir being pumped into their ears, otherwise they're going to end up, you know, having a shmiras einayim problem. They need to be listening to a shir about the importance of shmiras einayim to not detach themselves from Hashem at that moment. V'lo yismoch atzma al dveikus hamachshava, because they don't really know what it means to be davak to Hashem. So if I'm not actively learning Torah at that moment, if I'm not actively doing a mitzvah at that moment, I'm so flimsy in my connection that I could be knocked over. Ki afsiku ovrei drachim chas v'shalom, because someone passes by and all of a sudden I get, you know, caught up. I'm distracted. I turn my head the second someone walks by because I'm not engaged in an active connection to Hashem, so I'm easily distracted. Hoel udveikuso chalusha, because this person's dveikus is weak. Okay. Now again, we may not even know what real dveikus is. So to us it sounds like, what are you arguing here, Yosher Devayamis? You're telling us not to learn Torah? Not to listen to a shir on the train? I should just sit there, clinging to Hashem? I'll take your comment in 1 second. Did I tell you the story with Rav Moshe Shmuel Shapiro? In the getting treatment for dialysis? Did I tell you this story? Rav Moshe Shmuel Shapiro was the Rosh Yeshiva in Be'er Yaakov, where Volbi was the Mashkiach. So, my brother Josh has a sefer at him called Evan Shlomo. Or Avnei Shlomo. So some of it's from the Rosh Yeshiva. Rav Moshe Shmuel Shapiro passed away about 12 years ago. And some of it's things from Rav Volbi, some Torahs, some Hanhagos. This is an amazing story in there. Rav Moshe Shmuel Shapiro, towards a later part of his life, he had kidney failure and he was getting treatment, dialysis. So he's sitting in the hospital one time, and there's another distinguished Rav who's sitting next to him. And this other Rav is sitting with headphones, listening to Hashir. And Rav Moshe Shmuel Shapiro is just sitting there getting this treatment for hours. He talks a little bit to this other chashir, it doesn't say who it is, this other chashir Rav, sitting and learning the whole time, listening to Shirim. And they talk a little bit in learning, but most of the time, Rosh Shmuel Shapiro is just, he's just sitting there. So finally, one of the nurses comes over and says, Kvod HaRav, would you like, you know, if you want, I can get you a pair of, you know, earbuds, headphones, whatever, you know? Like, I can get you, if you also want to listen to a shir. She felt bad. She figured the rabbi, like, left his earbuds at home. So he's just sitting there and he's probably bored. So she felt bad. So she said, Rabbi, you know, I see this other rabbi is, you know, really using his time well, basically is what she's saying, in a polite way. Like, if you want, I can arrange for you to also, you know, get something from Yahu Torah. So he says, thank you very much. He says, there's such a chazak line. He says, a person who hears it from within doesn't need to pump it in from the outside. What was he saying? Now, it could be he was learning the same sugya that other Rav was listening to, right? It could be he was chazring Gemara in his mind. But in the way that Yosher Divrei Emes is explaining tonight, there's a level of connection that doesn't have to be, I can be mekushered to Hashem, and again, we probably don't even know what this means at all, but he's telling us there's a way of Torah and Avodas Hashem called Dveikus, and Dveikus allows a person to be mekushered to Hashem Be'etzem, without shor shenagach hasapara, without hakones tzon ladir, you know, there's a way to just be with Hashem. And then Rosh Hashanah Shapiro said, if you hear it on the inside, you don't need to, right? So that's b'nei malachim yotzim bezagim. B'nei malachim, if you're just a subject in Hashem's kingdom, you're always wondering what's the king saying, what's the latest news from the kingdom, what's the report from the palace. If you live in the palace, you don't go to the king every morning and say, Dad, you know, like, what's on tap for today? I live in the palace. I'm not trying to get, you know, sound bites. Yeah, what do you want to say?
I just want to ask if someone who's in the Sefer Devachim klissa, somebody who maybe is makir, whereas a bain, a ben has more of a relationship where both father and the ben receive from each other.
Right.
Someone who's from the sitra, the machlissa, is somebody who is makir that everything comes.
It's always being makabel. You're saying in a good or bad way, in a not as good way.
That doesn't matter. I'm just asking if that's what he means.
Well, since he's presenting it as a lower level, I guess it's not a good way. Also, Malchus
is middle.
Right, right.
But just also, you can see it's not higher level, not lower level. I'm just asking if he's using Malchus here.
Right. Could be. Everything. Also, Malchus is Peh, right? So, meaning this is the type of person who like always has to be saying or hearing someone say. He needs to have active Divrei Torah being spoken, or Divrei Torah being received, Tefillah being spoken. He always needs to be Osek in something. Now again, he's not I'm presenting it strong because the Osher Divrei Emes is presenting it strong. But he's not mocking Chas V'Shalom. Most of us are Halavai B'nei Melachim, and Halavai, we should have our pocket Mishnayos with us on the train. Halavai, because yes, we do get distracted if we don't have it with us on the train. But he's saying there is a higher level that you should just know about. And there are tzaddikei emes who you can attach yourself to, who can teach that to you. Okay? So again, let's finish the Mishnah. So that's the first two steps of the Mishnah. Right? Banim yotzim b'ksharim. If your mom is mekusher to Hashem, nefesh ruach u'neshama, so then what? Then you're mekusher to Hashem, you can go to the marketplace and you're safe. If you're b'nei malachim, if you're just part of the kingdom, so then you can go out bizagin. You need to always be hearing something. Right, like the bell that's always making noise in order to stay connected. V'chol Adam, we're in Osiya Tess. V'chol Adam, probably like one page back. V'chol Adam, Ratzalomar, Kol Adam Shavin Bezeh. Right, what's the end of the Mishnah? Really, what's being said in the Mishnah is true about everyone. It's just Dibur Chachamim Behoveh. The Chachamim spoke in, they used the common example of how people actually dressed, going back to the Pashup Shad of the Mishnah. So explains the Magid, Ratza Lomar, Kol Adam Shavin Bezeh. Kol Adam Shavin be what? Kol Adam Shavin, basically all people are equal. Like I said a moment ago, Halavai, we should be on the lower level. So basically all people are the same in that it's not, people who think that they're Davak to Hashem are, for the most part, not. There are very few who reach this higher level of being so deeply connected that they can actually engage the world. The Baal Shem Tov could go into that place and pull out a Jew. Rav Simcha Bunur Peshischa could go to where the Chevra is playing poker and pull out a Jew. HaKadosh Baruch Hu could go into Mitzrayim, Aniva lo Malach, Aniva lo Saraf, Aniva lo Hashliach, and pull out Klal Yisrael. Most people can't. And so I'm going to issue this as like a stern warning for people who think like, you know, like I'm a Kirov expert. And like, let's be honest, you know, like too many people do NCSY because it's a nice place to find a shidduch. And there's nothing wrong with finding a shidduch as long as it's someone your age, right? Meaning, I'm even Yavin. I'm not trying to be dramatic, but I'm even Yavin. Not every place is for every person. And just because you like, you know, you're back from Shana Bet, so you're not necessarily so strong that you should be spending all your time being makar of other people. You should be working on yourself. You should be developing yourself. You're not ready to be a mashpia, you're ready to be a makabel. And that's true at every stage of life. The whole Adam, at every person, at every stage. Right? Halavai, a person should reach the level of the lower level. Elisha dibru chacham behova means what? Dibru chachamim alabanim ayosim b'ksharim hu behova. The tzaddikim, Rabbi Huda Nasi, who wrote the Mishnah, right? Dibru chachamim behova. He could speak about this madrega. You hear how he's reading the Mishnah? V'chol adam. Everyone is basically the same. There are exceptional tzaddikim who could talk this, and that's what the Mishnah says. Dibru chachamim behova. The tzaddikim can speak from the perspective that there is such a concept. For us, it's just a concept. It's something that we're necessarily ever going to attain. Not to be too comfortable that we're so connected to Hashem that we can just go out to the world and we're not in danger. We're perpetually in danger. We're always in danger. Elishadib chachamim ala banim hayotzim b'ksharim hu behove. Ratzalomar kafi mashahim hayud. Chachamim could speak from their experience the Tanayim, who wrote the Mishnayos, could speak from their perspective. Kach hayu medabrim al atzmam, lo al zulasam ad kan dvarav. The tzaddikim, the greatest tzaddikim, who organized Torah Shebaal Peh, could speak from their position. The tzaddikim said, I think the Ishbosheth said, Hashem, when Hashem was creating these tzaddikim, right? Hashem took a ball of fire from Tachas Kisei HaKavod and threw it down to this world and called it Rava. And took another one and threw a spark down to this world and called it Abaye. I mean, these people, like, Rav and Abaye were not just, you know, scholars who learned well in the Beis Medrash. They were mamish balls of fire. So the tzaddikim can talk like this. We have to just know that such a thing exists. Okay, what does it do for us? So let's keep going. Od kasav sham. Furthermore, it's brought in the writings of the Magid of Mezrich. Perish ala pasuk al tivahel al picha velipcha al yimaher lahotzi davar. Right, al tivahel al yimaher. Don't bahala. Don't become agitated. Al picha. Like, be careful how you speak. Right, velipcha al yimaher lahotzi davar. And your heart, or maybe your mind, is how lev was actually used. Your mind shouldn't be so quick to come to conclusions, right? Shabereishes chachma b'shar hakadusha in the sefer reishes chachma in the shar kadusha dochik as atzmo lefarish hapasuk. He struggles to explain this pasuk. Mashenemar, what it says at the end of the pasuk, al kain yiyu devarecha ma'atim. Don't be so quick to speak, and don't be so quick to draw conclusions, and therefore your words should be few. What does it mean, and therefore your words should be few? Yeah, do you have the whole pasuk there? You have like, I don't know which edition you have. I have brackets here that has a little more of the pasuk. You have the whole thing? So the whole pasuk reads, Al tevaal al picha v'libcha al yimaher lahotzi davar lifnei ha'elokim ki elokim v'shamayim v'ata al aretz. Right, Hashem's up above and you're down below. Al kein yu devarecha ma'atim. Therefore your words should be few. So the Reish Chachma struggled. What does that mean? Because Hashem is up there and I'm down here, my words should be few. What does that mean? V'huz al kasav l'fi darko v'hilucha b'kedusha ki b'emes misha davak b'Hashem yisbarach haroi. A person who's truly connected to Hashem, al yedeshu mamin sh'Hashem yisbarach melo kol ha'aretz kevodo. If I believe that there's no up and there's no down, right? If I still have a childish notion of Hashem like up there and I'm down here, which is not, again, it's not a not true notion. I called it a childish notion. It's an immature way to understand how Hashem actually exists. We teach it to children that way. We have this picture of a Rabbona Shalom. You ask the average person, where is Hashem? A picture of some type of transcendent God. It's much harder to picture HaKadosh Baruch Hu occupying this empty chair, right? Or filling all of reality. That's a much more abstract and deep concept. So if you still have a picture, like the pasuk says, Elokim b'shamayim v'ata al ha'aretz, if you see Hashem out there and yourself down here, if that's your understanding of Hashem, if you don't yet have, again, a full understanding of Melokh al-aretz kavodo kipshuto, ratzalomar, shetamid choshe b'zeh, lo yafsik mizeh rega echad, if you're able to cling to that awareness without breaking for a second, k'moshe nitztaveinu, as we've been commanded, as we're striving for, k'moshe kasavti le'el b'shem sefer charedim u'b'shem harambam, v'al yedeza yesh lo d'chilu u'rechimu u'dveikas b'abor yizbarach. If you're mamish clinging to Hashem, b'd'chilu, which means yiras shemayim, u'rechimu, and with ava, if you cling to Hashem completely, with yira and ava and dveikas, azay be'emes yochol ledaber dvarim harbe. What did the pasuk say? Don't say so much. Don't even think so fast. If what? If you think Hashem's out there and you're down here, then be very careful what you say, be very careful what you think, obviously be very careful what you do. Don't talk so much. Right? Pasuk says, rov dvarav lo yachto pesha. Most words are filled with sin. Don't talk so much, right? Be might in your dibur, be might in your going about, right? All the miutim in the Kinyanei Torah, in Parak Kinyan Torah of Pirkei Avos, in the sixth parak, the Brisa Kinyan Torah, eat less, sleep less, engage in less physicality. Because if you think Hashem's out there and you're a human being down here, if you label yourself as a human being, right? So then try not to be engaged in human activities which are very human and very unspiritual. If that's your conception of Hashem as being out there, then what? Then don't talk a lot. Kaven shu davek heiti v'kedusha yachal lahalos divrecho l'kedusha gam kem. Ayidei chachmos tziruf heosios. If your MS, again, I keep going back and forth between the positive and the negative. So again, he says, if you are attached to Hashem, be'emes, 100%, then you could talk a lot. You know why? Because even your mundane speech is filled with what? It's filled with dveikus to Hashem. What does the Gemara say in Sukkah? What does the Gemara say in Sukkah? The Gemara in Sukkah says that what? That the sichas chulin, the mundane speech of Talmidei Chachamim needs to be studied deeply. Why is it called Sichas Chulin? Because that's what it sounds like. But a tzaddik who's be'emes davak to Hashem, every word he says, he's making yuchudim, he's saying things much deeper than what he's saying. I remember Shana Aleph, I got very into the writings of the Chafetz Chaim. Chafetz Chaim wrote a ton of svarim. People don't realize how many svarim he wrote. Contracin and pamphlets, and so many things. And I remember like when I was first learning to read, just like simple svarim from the Chafetz Chaim, I remember noticing like, he so often like says what he's saying by using a pasuk. Not where he's quoting a pasuk to then explain a pasuk, but he's like just his mundane speech is pasukim. That's what I noticed in the writings of the Chafetz Chaim. And you talk to people who really are connected to Hashem and learn a lot of Torah, right? The way that they speak, the way they reference things is through pasukim. They say pasukim. But a higher level is when a person can disguise their speech in such a way that they mamish speak what to the average person is mamish divrei chol. Like when the Baal Shem Tov came to town that first time, and the Maggid of Mezrich, who we're quoting here, thought it was a joke because all he does is tell stories about horses. Until he called the Maggid into his room, and he said to the Maggid, "Oh, you want to talk Torah? Here, explain this passage in the Eitz Chaim of the Arizal." And the Maggid gave a very deep perish, b'derech haskala. And the Baal Shem Tov said, "That's nice, but it's lacking complete chiyus." And the Baal Shem Tov then went on to explain the same passage in Eitz Chaim, and the room filled with light and malachim, and you know, whichever nusach of the story you use, he brought the words of the Arizal to life. But the Baal Shem Tov was able to also sit with the Hamon Am and tell stories about horses, and to the average person, this was a really nice guy who made me want to be more from. That's how the average person understood. And the Baal Shem Tov, he was telling Sipurei Maisios of Rabbi Nachman. He was telling stories that every word is filled with Kabbalistic intent. So if your mamish davak to Hashem, that's what the pasuk in Koheles is saying. Don't be so quick to speak if you think Hashem is out there and you're down here. If there's some disconnect between a God of the heavens and man of earth. But if you're mamish davak to Hashem, b'tichilu urechimu, and with mamish, true dveikus, then you could talk a lot. Because all of your diburei chol are mamish yachol lahalos divrei chol l'kedusha gamken. Ayedei chachmos, seirufei osios, everything you say is a yichud, is a remez, is a rearrangement of the letters. That's what tzaddikim do. They take letters and they rearrange them. We spoke about this one time. You could take so many words, and if you rearrange the letters, it goes from being the worst thing ever to being the best thing ever. The example the Sefer Yetzirah gives is there's nothing lower than nega tzaras, mamash a deep tumah, right? And there's nothing higher than oneg. That's what the Sefer Yetzirah says. Oneg is the highest, nega is the lowest. You can do with a lot of things. Kesar is the highest, kares is the worst. Kesar means your mamash clinging to the crown, kares means you're completely cut off. There's many, many examples of this. Right? Reish tzadi hei, a time of ratzon, a time of desire, right? Ritzei, Hashem should desire, versus what? Versus a tzara. Ish tzar va'oyev, haman harazo. Right? A tzara. Is it a time of ratzon? Is it a time of tzara? There's so many words like that. So many words that can be inverted. So that's what the tzaddikim do. The tzaddikim could be saying anything, and they're talking about something totally different. Hanodas la kadosh aloki, Baal Shem Tov zichrono l'chai olam haba, as the Baal Shem Tov was known to do. V'talmid of Bali Ruach HaKodesh shashasu mimeimav, and his talmidim Bali Ruach HaKodesh who drank from his wellsprings, mehem ba'alma dikshot, Some of them who are now in the world of truth, who are no longer alive, he's saying, Zechusam Yagein Aleinu. Umehem ba'olam hazeh, and those tzaddikei emes who are still in this world, b'chayim chayusam, yehei rava me'ashem yisbarach, she'arichu yameim u'shnoseim, they should, gives them a bracha, those tzaddikim who are still alive, halavai, they should continue to live and be well, that we should be zocha to learn from them. V'yiskaimu behem chachmi Yisrael, heimu v'neim v'chulu. He's saying there are people who live this way. There are people who actually live this way. I think Rav Tzadok says, "Kol amar belisaper hareza meshubach." By the beginning of Klal Yisrael, kind of finding themselves and finding Hashem, and being taken out of Mitzrayim. Kol amar belisaper hareza meshubach. Right, the more a person's able to what to be zocha, to be on a level where all of his speech is something, hareza meshubach. That says a lot about a person. Again, if you're not such a chash of a person, then maybe talk less, because your words about mundane things are actually about mundane things. You're not talking about something deep. You're talking about nonsense, and you're wasting your words. So speak less. Be careful. Watch what you say. But that's what you see. Sometimes you see real tzaddikim, and they talk, and they like to schmooze. Like, what are you like so schmoozy about? You know, didn't you read, Rabbi? Didn't you read in Pirkei Avos that it says one of the Kinyanei Torah is miyotzicha, less schmoozing? And you go to big tzaddik and they're such good schmoozers. But they're not schmoozing. They're doing deep things. They're doing very deep things. Ve'ein teima b'zeh ki mechrachim anachnu lahodus b'zeh sheyesh chachma kazu. And don't be surprised that, again, that we're discussing that there is such a thing. Kalo matzinu b'gemara kama dvarim ba'gados sheniru dvarim b'telim. What percentage of shas is ridiculous stories? Ridiculous if you don't understand that there's an unbelievable pnimius. Read what the Gra writes in his Perush on the Agadta. The Gra says the biggest secrets of Torah are hidden in the silliest stories. All the Rav Bar Chana stories, all the wild and crazy stories in Bava Basra that Rabbi Nachman begins all of the Likutei Moran explaining. The wild and craziest stories. Right? Those are mamish the biggest secrets of the Torah. So says the Yeshiva of Amos, don't be surprised that something which on the surface can look strange and silly and very plain is actually very deep. That's all over Shas. Raksha Tanoim Hayu Bali Ruach HaKodesh. Vahayulahem Chachma Zo B'Shleim Es Gadol. The great tzaddikim, they understood this Inyan completely. Inyan say Rufe Osios, again, the ability to combine letters. V'dibru HaKol B'Ruach Kadshon V'Heim Sodos HaTorah. They understood secrets of Torah. V'Hakol Zachu Machmas Dveikusam B'Kedusha Elyon HaMod. And they could do such a thing because they had reached such a high level. Ayedei tzirkusam usmimusam viyurasam va'avasam agadol la'ashem yizbarach tamid. Okay? So now he circles back, and again, you know, put a little star, because this is one of the most important things that he teaches us. What is the Yosher Divrei Emes' definition of Torah Lashma? We saw it earlier in Osvav and Zion, but he comes back to it now. There's many opinions. And kulam ahuvim kulam kadoshim. Again, the point of learning the Sefer is not to say, you know, this is right and others are wrong. Right? They're all right. Elu ve'elu divrei Elokim chayim. Okay? I'm not even going to say that. The Yosher Divrei Emes obviously felt his way is his way. Right? But Rav Chaim Volozhin also felt that his way was his way. And it's, God forbid, we treat it with even the slightest bit of scorn. Right? But here's his perush of what Torah Lishma is. Uvizeha inyan amr hakadosh marino harav menachem mendel mi premishlan. Vishamati zemi piv hakadosh zechus yegen aleinu sha'amr li b'shem ha'bal shem tov. Right? So he's not really just saying his parish, he's saying he's speaking on behalf of Hasidus. Again, this is a very early Hasidic work. And he's speaking on behalf of the Baal Shem Tov hakadosh, saying, this is what the Baal Shem Tov says Torah Lishma is. Kizeh perish ha-mishnah. Halomed Torah Lishma zocha l'dvarim harbe. Ratzalomar, Torah Lishma nikra kamo shekasavti le'el. What is Torah Lishma? Learning Torah what? Bidveikus habore yisbarach shemo. So what does it say in the sixth parak of Avos? In Parakinyan Torah? Halome Torah Lishma. If you learn Torah with dveikus, what's the next line? Zocha l'dvarim harbe. How's the Baal Shem Tov learning that? What does that mean? It's a funny statement of Chazal. If you learn Torah Lishma, you're zocha to a lot of things. What kind of things? What are these mysterious things? And then the Mishnah goes on and tells us, you know, Kinyanei Torah. You know what the Mishnah is saying? This verse is really a Braisa. You know what this first Braisa is saying? The first Braisa is telling us the ultimate level of Torah. If you learn Torah Lishma, then you're Zocha to Dvarim Harbe. You can do a lot of things. You can eat, you can sleep, you can converse. Everything is Dveikus. Everything is a mitzvah. Everything is holy. Now again, I don't think I need to say this, but I'll say it, right? One wrong move with this Mahalich, and you become Shabtai Tzvi. Right? Like this is the most easily perverted, you know, spiritual existence, right? Everything is holy. If you're like one iota away from living this be'emes, then your mom is doing averus. So that's why the next brisa, the next line in the sixth parak of Avos is what? Is you want to acquire Torah? Don't eat so much, don't sleep so much, don't engage in conversation. It's too madregos. Halomei Torah lishma. If you learn Torah, mamish lishma dveikus, then zochel dvarim harbi. You can do a lot of things. You don't have to be so scared of the world. The world is filled with elokus, and you believe that. You believe be'emes, melocho la'aretz, kevodo, kipshuto, einon movado, kipshuto. There's nothing besides Hashem. If you really live that. Right? So Ratzalomar, Torah Lishma Nikar Kamosha Kasavti Leal, Dveikas Habarius Barach, Va'oz Hu Zocha, Ratzalomar. What does it mean Zocha? What does the word Zocha mean? Not just he earns or he merits. What else does Zocha mean? Shemin Zay Zoch. Purifies. Sheyachol Lizachech Afilu Divrei Chol Harbe. He's able to purify many things which to a person who's on a lower level he's trying to avoid, and he should avoid. It's not for him. The starting point, if a person wants to live a more elevated existence, is to detach from the world. Is to not be obsessed with taivus gashmius. But there is a madrega of a tzaddik emes, who's davak to Hashem, whose eating is holy, and his sleeping is holy, and his intimacy is holy, and his mundane conversations are filled with kedusha. Ki mipnei ma nikra dvarim b'teilim. Why do we call that conversation that's not an actual Dvar Torah? Why do we say it's Bittul Torah? Why do we call it Dvarim B'Telim? Ratzalomar, Shein B'Telim B'Lichiyos. Because if you're not Davak to Hashem, it is Batel. It is empty. It is dead. That's what the Baal Shem Tov taught the Maggid of Mezrich. You could be learning Eitz Chaim correctly. We had that earlier. Remember? He said, what's Nigla and what's Nistar? Nigla and Nistar is not, you know, learning Halacha versus learning Kabbalah. Nigla and Nistar may have a connection. You could be learning a sugya in Bava Kama, and it's Nistar, if you're connected in the right way. And you could be learning what the Baal Shem Tov taught the Maggid, you could be learning the Arizal correctly in terms of explaining it right, and it's totally chitzonius. It's totally lacking that inner chios. Kevanjum divrei Torah. It's not divrei Torah. Avam misha davuk ba'Hashem yisbar. But a person who is connected to Hashem, every conversation with what? With real chiyus aloki, with real godly life. It's very hard for us to understand how one does this, to earn it, and it's not level one. Because we're not even on the path to being, you know, that. But if you've met a real tzaddik, and you see how he lives, and you see how he eats, you'll say, I don't know how to eat. I told you, I was at the Tzitzin Rebbe's house, Moshe Shabbos, from Alava Malka. The first time, I've been there three times ago. The first time we went, everyone was scared to eat. Everyone's just sitting there. We washed. Everyone like took a little nibble of their challah roll. Everyone's just sitting there. The Rebbe's sitting there. And he's like eating his fish with his hands, you know, dipping challah in the fish juice. And then he says, a person who doesn't eat because he's around other people and is uncomfortable, he said, the Svarim HaKadoshim say it's like a Avodah Zarah. It's like power pretending he doesn't go to the bathroom. He said it's an Abazrayu of Avodah Zarah to be embarrassed to, like, eat. You should eat. So you know how to eat. We're sitting in front of you. We realize how much we don't know how to eat. So better we should fast. right? Better we shouldn't eat. Okay, so he told us we have to eat, so we ate, right? But that's the feeling. That's the feeling of a person again, and that is level one. So when you're not on the path, right? But if you see a person who does it, you say, that person knows how to eat. That person knows how to talk. When I'm in the presence of the tzaddik, I can't eat. I can't speak. I can't anything. Right? But the tzaddik is comfortable in Olam Hazeh. You know why? Because he's davak to Hashem. So we can't really understand how that works or what that is, but we believe it. Ratzalomar emunas chachamim. Shenam and sheish lehem chachma zo. If you've met tzaddikim, you don't understand how they do it, but you know they do it. And you believe it when you see it. Kamo shereinu b'gemara k'nizkalem. Like we see in the Gemara itself. Like we see in the stories in the Gemara. Okay? Let's do a drop more. V'chol zem yishachoshev tamid shashem yisparach v'lo kol aritz kavodo. So if you believe that Hashem fills all of reality, again, if you're not living such a deep shot in that pasuk in Koheles, you think Hashem's out there and you think you're down here, don't talk a lot. Right? Again, it sounds backwards. If I believe in God, then maybe I have a right to speak. No, but if you think Hashem is somewhere out there and you're down here, then just watch everything that you do. Be careful anything that has a connection to physicality. Kamosh mevur b'shulchan aruch, as the shulchan aruch begins, if you're truly connected to Hashem, shivisi Hashem lenegdi tamid, hu klal gadol b'torah, v'chulo. Right, that's the Ramaz opening quote from who? From the greatest Chassidish Rebbe of all time. From who? From who? From the Rambam. It's from the Rambam in the Mor Nevuchim. The Rambam in the Mor Nevuchim. Right? The Rambam talks about what it means to be davak to Hashem. When you read the Rambam's son, Sefer? Read Rambam and a Rambam? It's like a Breslov Sefer. It's like a different... It's like, what is this? This is the son of the Rambam? You should just read how any tzaddik of the early tzaddikim of Chassidus spoke about the Rambam. His dveikus, his yirat shamayim. They don't paint the picture of a medieval rationalist philosopher. Doctor. Not at all. Okay, so this quote's from the Rambam. I mean, the pasuk's from Tehillim, but the quote is, right, Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Talmud, Hu Klal Galo B'Torah, Malas HaTzadikim, right, V'chulu V'chulu, U'misnaig B'Shiflis U'Bushu V'Tzniyas Lefnei Hashem Yisbar Chi'ilu Ro'ehu. You know what the Rabbah says in the opening of Shulchan Aruch? When you feel that Hashem is in the room, and you're embarrassed to change because Hashem is watching you, because you mamish feel that Hashem is there, so you act with such sneas because Hashem is so real to you. Hashem is not somewhere out there. Hashem is not abstract. That I really feel that Hashem is here. Masha ein kein misha choshev shehashem yizbarach v'shamayim im'al v'hu al ha'aretz. Kederach shechoshev ha'olam. Like most people think, Hashem is somewhere out there, a transcendent God. Ze ha'odam ruchach ma'od l'ma'i dvar of kol ha'efshar. So such a person has to avoid gashmias. And he should, rightfully so. Ki ein yachol atakin shum dibur chol. He should eat as little as he has to because his eating is not lifting up holy sparks. He needs to survive. He has a body. Of course he has to eat. He has to sleep. But he has to try to limit the pleasures of Olam Hazeh because to him it's just pleasures of Olam Hazeh. It's just more and more gashmias. Rak divrei Torah yadaber tamid. He should speak Torah all the time because that's where he's holding. And for him to have a spiritual experience, yes, he should be speaking Torah all the time. Vizeh peirush ha-pasuk. Let's finish Osi Yotes. V'zeh peirush ha-pasuk, ki alukim b'shamayim v'ata la'aretz. He says, I'll tell you a little further in the pshat in the pasuk in Koheles in the fifth parak. Ki alukim b'shamayim v'ata la'aretz. What does the word ki mean? That's what the Reish Lakish was having a hard time explaining. Because Hashem is in the heavens and you're on the earth, you should speak not a lot? What's the because? So says the Yoshua Devi Amos, what else does ki mean? Ki means four things. Ki can mean if. If Hashem is in the heavens, Mamish golden Torah tonight, Mamish such sodistic teachings of Chassidus. If Hashem is in Shemayim and you're on the Aretz, if you think Hashem's out there and you're down here, what's the lover? Ki, Lashon Im. Im bidaitacha hukach. If that's how you see Hashem. Shalokim b'shamayim v'ata l'aretz v'eincha davak be'amuna zo tamid lachshov ba tamid shehashem yizbarach melocha l'aretz kavodo. If you see a disconnect, if you're not seeing Hashem as filling all of reality constantly, then al kein yiyu devarecha ma'atim. Then you better watch your words. You better watch everything that comes out of your mouth, because it's not dvarim shebekedusha. It is dvarim betalim. It is bitl Torah. Yes, you should be learning a Mishnah instead, because a Mishnah is Torah, and your words are a waste of time. Al kein yiyu devarecha ma'atim. Because your words, your mundane words, are meaningless. Nimtza lefiza, let's finish the last few lines and I'll take your comment. Nimtza lefiza teilech lavetach darkecha. So says the Rebbe, walk with a certain assurance, with a certain understanding. If you tavin and understand full well. Ki aksavim haniskra le'el medabrim hakol behove. Ratzalomar. Kefi ma shahaya kadosh hanal kachay medabar. Going back to the Mishnah and Shabbos, that said what? V'chol Adam, ela shedibru chachamim behove. So he says, just realize, if the Maggid of Mezrich is saying these Torahs, he's living these Torahs. Realize that he's saying it because he isn't. Lo lanu pa'otos chasre haseicha v'dale ma'as v'reke kisharon. Right? Just realize where these ideas are coming from. And again, and understand our place within all of this. And again, part of what he's writing is, he's trying to say there are people out there who think that because they learn a little Torah, that they're so davuk to Hashem, that they can engage in Gashmias. He says they're just Bali Taiva. They're Bali Taiva. They're people who are caught up in Gashmias. And they rationalize that they're big tzaddikim because they learn a little bit. And that's not the level that we're talking about here. If you're on the level of still learning Torah, where you have to be learning Torah all the time, which is a very holy level, then you're still in a level where you're supposed to be lessening your gashmias and your involvement in Yonei Chol. But you should just know there are tzaddikim, like the Maggid of Mezrich, there are madregos, there is something to strive for, and if it's not something to achieve, it should humble us at least, which is a big part of what the Sefer is about, just being humbled, not to walk around. Remember the whole beginning of the Sefer, for anyone who was here? Not to walk around like Bali Gaiva, like we're like the kings of the world, because we learn a little Torah. Learning a little Torah is level one. You don't even have a right to eat yet, or to sleep, or to enjoy Olam Haza. To just know that there's a madrega of dveikus b'Hashem, that's such a level that a person can truly be osek in gashmias l'shem shemayim. That's just to know that such a thing exists, he says, is a very chashuv. Yeah?
Do you think this is like a little bit intense for people like us?
It's a lot of bit intense for people like us.
We all know people who I assume most of us know people who are like try to refrain from Gashmias and people like that, like after Shana after Shana Bet, and like we think those people are normal, like they're not like more of these brios, like they're not normal, like they need
to
like.
So that's the first thing I said tonight. Meaning, there may be a derech in Chassidus that allows someone who's not all the way there to have a healthy way derech Chassidus to engage in Olam Hazeh. Right? He's basically saying unless you're mamish a chassid amiti, a tzaddik amiti, a davak amiti, then basically stay away from the world.
No, but I'm saying on that. I'm saying people who try to stay away from the world like that, like a lot of them.
What?
A lot of them, like, you don't view them as, like, you view them as people who need to relax. Like, people who like, won't say a joke, or people who won't, like, people who try to
be right, so you could be very unhealthy. Right, so that's what I'm saying. There's a derech in Chassidus that allows you to still be in the world, even if you're not on this level.
Oh,
he's taking kind of the extreme that you really don't have a right to say a joke unless you know how to make a joke like the Rav Shitzer.
What do you think of that?
What do I think of that? I don't think this should be, again, I said from the beginning we learned the Sefer. The goal is not necessarily to become Talmidim of the Yosher Diramis in the simplest sense. But we're learning the Sefer just to know that there is such a thing. No, I don't think this is a healthy thing. I think a person who's, you know, even on the derech and he's still learning, just beginning to learn Torah, has to enjoy Olam Hazeh, and I think there's a healthy way. But he's putting a person in their place a little bit, and I think that's why I, you know, kind of chose to learn the Sefer, because we do need to be put in their place a little bit. We do need to be told, you know, that like really we don't have a right to Olam Hazeh, and we really shouldn't necessarily make that joke. Again, we'll go crazy if we try to become Chassidim of, you know, the Yosher Diramis right now. It's just not appropriate. It's not age appropriate. And again, there is a derech in Chassidus that allows people to engage in Gashmias, even if you're not davuk to Hashem completely. But But it's important to like just have a sense of these ideas. To me, more than anything else, like from the two main svarim we've been learning this year, Yismach Yisrael and Yoshe Divrei Emes, like they're both just they humble a person. It teaches a person a sense of bittul, and that's very good. Bittul is not a depressing feeling. Humility is not supposed to make a person depressed. Yismach Moshe b'man l'schal koyin. Moshe was happy. He was the most humble person. Humility and happiness don't seem to go together, but they do. They do. A lot to do with Purim, but we'll stop here for tonight. Okay. Shkoyach. The Rosh is